You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
I'm Nick Westergaard, and this is On Brand, helping you tell your story. My guest this week is Amy Irwin.
So I would say mobile is really critical, and that's something that's changed dramatically, I would say, over the last 10 years.
Amy serves as Vice President of Strategy at Experian Marketing Services. Amy is a skilled strategy and corporate development executive with deep experience in digital marketing and advertising and a track record of success in developing and building profitable new digital and mobile businesses at both early stage and public companies. Amy led strategic partnerships and strategic initiatives for Nielsen's Marketing Cloud, where she negotiated and managed strategic data and identity management partnerships, supporting Nielsen's data targeting and marketing effectiveness business. Amy also served as SVP of Strategy and Partnerships at Verve Mobile, a leading location-based mobile advertising platform. At Verve, Amy developed and led Verve's mobile application business and inventory partnerships with hundreds of media companies. Prior to Verve, Amy was VP of Strategy and Corporate Development at AOL, where she was responsible for strategic planning, mergers and acquisitions, and strategic partnerships for AOL's advertising businesses. Previously, Amy held executive positions at several successful internet and mobile companies, including Lightningcast, an internet video advertising company now part of AOL, Leap Wireless, a large U.S. wireless carrier, and Backwire, an internet and mobile marketing company acquired by Leap. Amy started her career in consulting with KPMG and Bain & Company. Amy has a BS from Georgetown and an MBA from Kellogg, and she is our guest this week on the On Brand podcast. Amy, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I am excited to chat with you, and especially given the track record of success that you've had at marketing companies of really all shapes and sizes. I guess one viewpoint that I'm really curious about from someone who has been at companies the size and scope of Experian, of AOL, but also of emerging companies. What do you see that is really kind of the constant across all of that in the marketing landscape today?
Well, I mean, I think that what really is the constant is putting the consumer at the heart of everything you do, the approach we take at Experian. So really understanding the consumer, understanding where that consumer wants to be reached, what messages that consumer wants to hear. So that's channel, that's place, that's device. And really what helps that is connecting a lot of different data points. And that's really what we do at Experian. And then the sheer volume of data has increased so much over the last several years. And if you can use that data effectively, you can really create a much better consumer journey.
I mean, I think what you said is the last part is the tricky part is how you can harness all of that data and harness it effectively. Because I think it's one thing to acknowledge kind of the big data ecosystem that we all kind of nod along with, but actually doing something with it, that's a heavy lift.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you think about the data, where it's coming in from, what type of data, so you have brands that have interactions with consumers every day. That's first party data, and then you have third party data that helps to inform more information about that consumer, their preferences, other things that might be interesting to that consumer that you could offer them, and bringing all that together and understanding, truthfully, what the how to connect those and which pieces of data go together. So that's really about identity. And we've been doing a lot of work in that space and trying to leverage the data across Experian to have an identity platform that allows us to then offer to brands and marketers a way for them to better connect those data sets.
Talk a bit more about that idea of an identity platform, because I think that's a novel way of kind of thinking about this as well.
Sure. So we have a research and development group. It's called Experian Data Labs. And what they've done is taken the data sets across Experian and used them in a compliant way, applied artificial intelligence and machine learning techniques, and then they power that research and development group. What they've built powers what we call our marketing connect platform, which is the products that our brands and advertisers actually use to then use their data and our data to better understand their consumers.
Well, and I think that really kind of coming full circle to what you initially said too, of putting the consumer at the center of this as well, and that being the constant today. And I think sometimes that quest for data sometimes gets us further away from the customer, from the insights that we can glean from the data, so that we can actually change their experience for the better.
Exactly. Customer experience has always been a high priority for marketers. But today, managing that customer experience has become so much more complex. So a customer will jump from social media to TV, back to mobile apps, email, desktop, websites. Sometimes they're using multiple devices at the same time. My kids are rarely watching TV without having one eye on their mobile phones. So marketers have realized that identity is foundational. I think of our white papers, we cite that 95% of companies are looking to achieve that single customer view. And most have started to connect their own first party data, but that's really only one piece of the puzzle. And that's where we come in to help them get that 360 view of the consumer and then use that information to positively impact the customer journey to deliver the right messages as the customer is interacting with that brand.
So when you talked about customers coming in, and I think that's another viewpoint I'm interested on, especially someone that is spending so much time working with marketers on some of these data challenges, is as you talked about them as they're coming in, is there a common place that you see where customers are, or where your customers where marketers are really presenting with, we need that next level data service that we're not? Is there kind of a common level that you kind of have identified as a sweet spot for marketers?
In terms of a sweet spot, I think that the challenge is really that a lot of times a marketer will have many different groups. They'll have their email group and they'll have their website personalization group. And so I think the silos have made it challenging to have that common universal view. And so that's where we come in. I would say each consumer, some consumers have a preference for being contacted in certain ways. Some consumers would prefer to, use their mobile phone. Some consumers would prefer to use their desktop. Some consumers would prefer to get, offers via email. And I think understanding those preferences, not only which device or channel, but understanding what types of offers. I have three boys, for example, and so I'm not going to be responding to offers for, young girls' clothing or ballet or that kind of thing. And understanding that is critical. So I don't think there's one recipe that works for every consumer, if that makes sense.
Well, I know, and that it does make sense, and it seems like it makes the challenge even more tricky. So is the advice then to really focus on what that type of customer is first, and plan a data ecosystem, a path, an experience for them, or what's the best way for a marketer to get their arms around that problem as it stands today?
Yes, absolutely. I think when you think about it also can be somewhat vertical dependent. So you think about retail. There's lots of first party data in retail. Consumers are interacting with retail brands all the time through purchases, loyalty programs, in-store marketing. And it's easier to see sort of a more immediate return on investment and test things in retail because you have so many different touch points. So you can do that in retail. Whereas in auto, you know, your purchases are more infrequent and right. There's a lot less first party data in auto. So I think your strategy is going to be certainly dependent on the vertical that you operate in and how much interaction you have on a day-to-day basis with that consumer. So auto, you're going to be one step removed and you're going to be looking for information on what potential consumers are searching for so that you can try to bring them into a dealer and say, here's an auto that you should try or drive. Whereas in retail, you're going to have a lot more interaction on a day-to-day basis. So I think it certainly is somewhat vertical dependent.
Do you struggle to keep up with everything that's new with marketing today? Don't get frustrated. Get scrappy. I'd love to bring my Get Scrappy keynote to your next conference or corporate event. With a foot in the classroom and a foot in the field working with clients, I know what works and why, and I can't wait to share it with you during a talk that mixes strategic insights with tactical, practical tips. Learn more, including watching video and viewing popular presentation topics at nickwestergaard.com/speaking. That's nickwestergaard with two A's .com/speaking. Now back to the show.
So we've been talking about how there's different ways to slice and dice and kind of make the big data opportunity, but also the big data challenge a little easier, whether you're coming at that by vertical, from customer demographic. What are some of the other kind of light bulbs that you see with marketers and getting their arms around all of this data today?
I think mobile is huge. So I think when you think about how people live their lives today, most people are pretty attached to their mobile device. It's the one device that tends to follow you around every day. It's a device that you can quickly interact with at any point in time without, going to a desktop or going to a television. And the opportunity to have a really strong customer experience through mobile is very real, and so I would say, like, when you think about all of the ways that people can accomplish things today, a lot of the things you can do on your mobile phone, and that plays into loyalty programs, it plays into tools that brands can use to provide a better customer experience for their users, offers, etc. So I would say mobile is really critical, and that's something that's changed dramatically, I would say, over the last 10 years. 10 years ago we were talking about the cookie and the browser and things like retargeting. And now I think, I think there's just a much richer customer experience that can be delivered when you have that connection through a more personal device.
Well, it is interesting because I almost feel like mobile marketing has a sometimes almost a marketing problem, because it is something that, as you just noted, we've been talking about for 10 years, but it's gotten richer in that time. It's really evolved in terms of what that item on the marketer's checklist is, and what you can do with that, and that it used to be, you know, having a mobile site and using cookies and all of these things, and now it's a huge driver in loyalty when you look at that couch time, that kind of stickiness that someone has with your brand, and where they're sitting there doing something else, and how you can be a part of that. And I think that kind of framing that up as I asked that question of the light bulb, it's, I feel like it's a light bulb that many aren't turning on as brightly as they could be, to overextend the metaphor a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we'll see that, you know, we'll certainly see that change. And what we're trying to do is really leverage the power of data and technology to better arm these marketers with the tools that they need to then, you know, create that better customer experience, largely, you know, not only on mobile, but I think mobile is a much bigger focus as it should be today than it has been in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. So if mobile is something that has always been on that list, that is more rich and as great an opportunity as ever, what's something that marketers that isn't on our radar but should be?
You know, that's a good question. I think about you know, you think about where things are going. And I actually, you know, while mobile is really important, the coordination of messaging across everything. So, you know, I'm in a city right now. Out of home is still, even though you think of that as very not technology driven, I think everything is becoming more technology driven with respect to marketing. So the combination of out of home, even direct mail and digital, whether that's mobile or desktop, I think the coordination of all that from a messaging perspective is something that's starting to happen, but we're going to see a lot more. We're going to see a lot more of that. So using different elements together, I sent you a direct mail piece. Now I'm going to follow up with a message in a digital channel, and then understanding how to measure all that is also really critical. And identity is critical for measurement as well.
Well, and that seems like it tees up a connecting of the dots question too, because I feel like we've got the coordination of messaging, as you said, you've got out of home, you've got direct mail. And I think that marketers are starting to come around to the concept that as much as we've been talking about these amazing digital tools, that there's still some other very big traditional offline pieces of that messaging puzzle. How do you... you know, beyond the coordination of it, as you noted, how do you at least have some sort of an idea on what the measurement of all of that looks like?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Measurement is critical, and we, you know, when you think about the investments that are made in media, it's a significant amount of money. So you have to understand what's working and what's not. And understanding that goes back to looking at the ROI. And in order to understand the ROI in the campaign, you need to understand who you've reached across which channel, how much you've spent in each channel, and then connect all of that together to an action, whether that's a purchase or a sign up for a loyalty program or a sign up for, if you're trying to drive, you know, email lists or whatever the outcome that you're trying to drive as a marketer from that campaign, you need to understand how all of those different things have worked together, which means what's core about that is really identity and understanding the customer identity across all of those touch points. And so that goes back to that foundational piece that allows you to ultimately be successful as a marketer.
And I think that's so key. And again, as you just noted, it comes back to identity. And when we talk about that identity, I feel like that serves the bigger conversation that we talk about a lot on this podcast of building a brand that really connects with people, that really resonates. And I feel like the data that we are missing and maybe aren't organizing as effectively as we should be is a key stepping stone that's going to get us to that point of, again, getting to the brand that resonates, that stands out at a time when it's harder than ever to do that, when it's harder than ever to stand out amidst all of the noise.
Yep, cutting through the clutter is critical, and having understanding your consumer and putting the consumers at the heart of every marketing strategy will better allow you to do that as a brand.
So in thinking about data and brands, is there a story that you share and pivot to as a big branding win that you might not expect, that's ultimately a data win?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, and in my world, I travel a lot. I would say I interact a lot with the Marriott Bonvoy app, and I am able to, they are able to understand my preferences. I'm able to get to a hotel. I'm able to get my room key via the app. They understand which type of room, I want. And then they do send me relevant offers to places that I'm interested in visiting. And so I think they've really sort of closed the loop, if you will, in understanding me enough to allow not only the tools of being able to get into your room and bypass the desk, but have your room ready with the preferences that you have stated, and offering you things that they think you would like, which ultimately in my case, they were spot on. And I think they've been using data very, very effectively. I think travel is one of those, it's not as close as retail. Not everybody travels a lot, but they do have the ability, especially with the loyalty programs, to have a lot of first party data and then complement that with third party data. I travel a lot for work, but if they complement that with third party data like ours from Experian, they can better understand me outside of work and where I might want to go personally, and then provide me with relevant offers that I can take advantage of.
Well, that's a great example too, because I think as we've said, travel produces that relevancy. But also just kind of as the connective tissues of mobile and relevance and so much that is a win, and I would assume has built a great connection between you and the Marriott brand.
Yes, absolutely.
So speaking of emotional connections with brands, and as we start to wind down our time together, Amy, what is a brand that has made you smile recently?
A brand that has made me smile. I would say Sweetgreen is a brand that I interact with frequently. It's a salad place. And Sweetgreen will send me information on where their ingredients are sourced, which is interesting to me, and what their new salads are. And then I am, again, through the app, able to one-click order, show up, pick up my salad in a very seamless experience. And it's made my life easier. Because I'm able to do all of that very in a very easy way, and they inform me of things that are interesting to me on the menu, so that I can then try and I enjoy their products.
Well, that is it's a great example, and again, incredibly relevant with what we were just talking about as well, and reinforcing a lot of those lessons too. Amy, where can folks mm-hmm. go to learn more about who you are and what you do?
folks can go to audiences@experian.com.
Awesome. Well, we will link up to all of that in our show notes at onbrandpodcast.com. Amy, thank you for joining us on Brand.
Thank you.
And as a reminder,
have a great day.
And as a reminder, you can find those show links, show notes, links, and more at onbrandpodcast.com. And if you like what you're hearing, remember to subscribe to the show via Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you like to listen. And please take a moment, rate, and review the show to help others find the podcast as well. For more on me, including how you can sign up for my In Case You Missed It email newsletter, please visit nickwestergaard.com. Until next week, I am Nick Westergaard, and I'll see you on the internet.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.